I don't know what I'm doing. This world is a unique experience. Our existences are brief in the grand scheme of things, yet poetically short. Sometimes too short. What we have in way of time in this life is to be treasured with those we spend it with. Some are certainly better than others, but there were a specific few weeks that made my whole life worth living for. Those few weeks being spent with you. They were brief. But I was so happy. Truly happy. I still think about you. About us. A lot. Even during our little small yearly check-ins, holiday wishes, texts that never fail to happen. Our past adventures from years ago could only be described as a whirlwind of love. Like something from a cheesy romance novel that old ladies read. All of it. It was so perfect. And it wasn't like those romance novels because it was real. Too real for both of us in some ways, but we made it work. Even if it was just for a few weeks. So yeah, the best days of my life. I think of them when I'm sad or upset and I can't stop smiling. Honestly, when I think of you, it's like something in my brain just lights up and makes me happy. Instantly. Loving someone takes time and growth together, effort. With you, it felt effortless, timeless. The way you simply existed near me was enough to get me so interested in you. It's like you had this aura of wonder and beauty and so unique. Unobtainable in any other place but with you. Loving you was the easiest and best thing that I've ever done. Maybe one day you'll find this message and I don't know. But somehow maybe I miss you and I love you.
Hey, how was that on me? I did! I told you that that alley was covered in a metric fuckton of birds. I mean, I warned you beforehand, but you're like fully determined to go down it and find that perfect city pick. Okay. Fair. It is a very lovely photo. And I've cherished it for years now. So it was worth it. But come on, you cannot blame me for that incident. Our stop's coming up here. You do still remember how to get back to my place from here, right? Listen, I don't blame you. Around here is a maze. Even I still get lost after a late night. Or rather, morning. Now come along, darling. Follow the leader. Watch your step. Up. Okay, there you go. Aw. That's good. I'm a little surprised you remembered that step is wonky, though. To be honest, I'm surprised you remember a lot about this place. And about me. I didn't quite, know what to expect, I guess. I mean, yeah, we kept in touch every so often, wishing each other well on holidays and texting on birthdays and stuff, which thank you for that, by the way. I really, really appreciated it. Yeah, some years were more lonely than others, but yeah, I always just looked forward to your text at some point. Of course, the time zone differences would sometimes be off, but your effort and warm wishes are adored and felt every time. The point is that we never really clicked that much on messages, I guess. As I said, time zones really stopped a lot of back and forth momentum, but also life stuff. I don't know. It was just complicated and sad in ways. But anyway, hey, you're here now, and I'm very excited and pleased to see your face. When you messaged me last month to check in and asked if I was still living here, I was really, really excited when I saw your text. You don't know this, but I actually squealed when I first saw it. Thankfully, it was in my apartment, so no one heard it. It was a good save. Speaking of, here we are. Welcome back to Shejiji, home of the finest artworks and the best champagne in the city. And by best, I mean the cheapest champagne that doesn't taste like sugared rubbing alcohol, so temper your expectations. But with artworks, I think you'll appreciate my collection, we'll say. Come on in. I did actually chill a bottle of champagne, some glasses too, so they're waiting for us. Hey, don't be too surprised. I know what you like. Remember that time and distance is no match for my stellar intuition of you. Always know that. Make yourself at home. That is what I said to you the first time you came over, I think. But still, I know you enough to realize you're just gonna roam around freely and wander, so look around and get comfortable.
I think you'll find some interesting changes since you were here last. I'll get the drinks for us.
So, over dinner, you said work relocated you here? I remember you said you were moving here for good, or the foreseeable future. Then my brain did the thing where I got too happy and grinned like an idiot and got shy. Oh. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I knew you'd find your own cityscape photo on the wall at some point. Of course, I printed it out and I framed it. And it's been hanging on that wall since. Don't you remember I asked you if it was okay before you left? Well, it's a memento of you, so I've kept it. To be fair, though, I did repaint the walls in here a few times since then, so it's not forever been hanging, but, you know, the sentiment is there. And here is your lovely glass of very chilled, ice-cold champagne, good sir. Have a seat with me over here. I want to make a toast to something. Just really fast, since I'm still a sucker for meaningful moments. To happiness, good health, and best friends. May we always end up right where we are meant to be. Cheers. Back to what I was saying earlier. So, since your work moved you here, where are you staying? I assumed fancy relocations would provide at least an apartment so you don't have to stay in a hotel for months. Huh? Okay. Wow. That's pretty cool, actually. So, for the time being, they're just renting you a private hostel while they move your stuff into an actual custom apartment for you. That's pretty sweet. Good deal. I'm gonna be real with you. My job reimbursing me relocating would probably be two middle fingers and a cloud of dust, so... Oh, yeah, I still have that old record player we picked up together. I actually repaired it myself since I really wanted to play that record you gave me. It's very cheesy, but I play it on rainy days or sad days. Makes me feel connected to something more grounded. Those lyrics. Keep smiling through, just like you always do. Till the blue skies drive those dark clouds far away. It always kept me going. Remembering you and your smile and bubbly, happy self. So sweet. So caring. I'm sorry. This is probably the champagne talking, but I need to ask this now for my own sanity. I can't sit here and act like everything between us isn't complicated as hell. Are you Like, still... Do you still love me? As much as I still love you? I really just... I need to know. Please. Oh my God. You still love me. I can't believe this. Fuck. Oh my God. And that's so... So you've never... Really, you didn't date anyone else after me. Wow. That's something. No, I mean, that's... So fucking cute. No, I'm serious. My toast worked then. I'm dead serious, okay? That's really, really charming. It's so sweet. You haven't wanted anyone else. Only thought of me. We... You stayed a virgin all this time. All for me? Because, as you can kinda tell with all of your things around here, I haven't really, moved on from you either, or stopped thinking about you at all. I've never stopped. Not once, never stopped loving you. How unusual it all was that you and I, we never took this romance to the bedroom at all, but yet we were still so connected and in love. As cheesy as it sounds, I still love you. A lot. A lot. I never stopped loving you. And when you messaged me that you were coming here again, I was worried that... Never mind that. Can we please hug? Not that stupid greeting, half-friend, shoulder-pat hug. I want a full connected body-to-body hug. Please. Oh, come here. Hug me. Hug me close. I promise. I'm warm and soft. Oh, I feel something pressing against my stomach. It's warm too, but very hard. Is someone excited? Oh, no, don't pull away. Come on, don't be shy now. I know you're flustered. I made a similar joke like that when we first kissed years ago. We were hugging just like this. I swear, you still have the same reaction, looking away and squirming a little. Actually, give me a kiss while we're here too. You know, since your face is irony. God. I missed that. Fuck.
You're such a sweet guy. You're so loving in your movements against me. In your little delightful sounds of bliss. Will you melt and kiss me back? Will your hands caress and feel my back and waist? Don't be shy. I'll tell you something, just as a tip for me. Here, run your hands through my hair. Hold the sides of my head, just like this. There you go, cutie. So eager. You can feel the blissful warmth just radiating off of you. I want to say something, and you can totally turn me down, but can I be your first? I mean, in the sense that last time, we never talked about it explicitly or advanced further since. At the time, it just felt right to not rush things there, ironically. But I really don't want to miss my chance with you again. Tomorrow isn't promised. In those what ifs are always silly to think about, especially in the past. However, I do really, really want to take it slow with you in that regard, okay? I want to follow your lead, and I don't want to rush or force things at all. Just know I'm here for you. Know you can say it if you need me to go slower, to take more time. What do you think? Okay. I was hoping you'd agree. 'Cause I have some ideas, we'll say. I want to start out just slow and gentle and build up to so much excitement. Okay? Also, hey, listen. I want to assure you now, I really don't care that you're a virgin or inexperienced, okay? I know some women care about that or prefer experienced partners, but I really do not. If anything, I care. I do care in the fact that I get to kind of teach you, I guess, to learn and show you the most intimate side of me. All of me. All for you, darling. Only you. And we get to explore that part of you together. It's a gift. Now, do you want to sit down on the couch while I make out and grind on you for a bit? My. That is such an eager reply. Good boy. Now, sit there and let me straddle you. Just grind down against you and kiss you. Is that okay? Is this okay? I always want to kiss you when I can. These soft, delectable lips. Just want to be here with you. Feel. Feel me. Slow and sure. Firm and gentle. Yes. Put your fingers in my hair. Grind a little harder. Yes. You can grip my hair as tight as you need to. Fuck. And this is fun. I do want to see something of yours. Something that's fucking throbbing and twitching under me right now. Here. Let me sit next to you. There we go. I just want to lean right into your ear, nestle into your shoulder. Now, do you want me to tell you what I want to see? I'll tell you exactly if you want me to. Such an eager cutie you are. You know that? Okay. Then let's start. Take off those pants for me, darling. Slowly. Take it nice and slow. We have all the time in the world now. I want you to really soak it in. Feel every emotion right now. And then you can think back on them later. Every sensation. Now, there you go. That's it. First the belt, and then those sexy pants. Slide those off all smooth. Perfect. You're doing so well for me, cutie. Absolutely amazing. Now, actually, will you please take off your shirt too? I would love to see and feel your chest and shoulders and torso and just caress them all so lovingly. Fucking God, you're so fucking hot. Did you know that? A very, very fine person you are. What a beautiful body. Absolutely delicious. I could fucking devour you right now. You're such a pretty boy for me. But I won't. I said I would take it slow with you, and I will. I promise. Now that you're down to just your underwear, do you want to take it off for me? Don't be shy. You know what I want. I want to see that throbbing, oozing, twitching, hard cock. Will you please show me it? That bulge right now is practically showing every single detail, but I'm dying to see it. Let me tell you what more I want to. I've dreamt of seeing your throbbing hard cock in your hands, just twitching with pre-cum and glazing itself. You using your pretty hands to jerk and edge yourself further and further from me, furiously stroking every inch of your cock to the sound of my voice in your ears. Like right now. Won't you take it out for me? Come on. Take it out for me, darling. Please. If you're ready. My fucking God. You're fucking perfect. Fuck. Look at it. All of you is so beautiful. I love looking at you. Looking at your cock. Darling, it is taking everything in my body right now to not jump your fucking bones and just devour your cock until you pull me off. Do you understand? But I promised you. Just know that you are a very hot man. God, your cock is perfect. Gorgeous. Look at all that pre-cum just dripping out the tip. Running down on the side. Jesus fuck. I've dreamt of this. But I couldn't imagine it would be this perfect. Here. Look at me for a second. Follow the leader. Remember? Here, look and follow my hands on my body with your eyes. And I want you, if you are okay with it, to copy my movements on your own body. Feel your bare body and torso. All the way down, down, gently. And then reach over to your throbbing cock. Just hold it. So good for me. No, I can't wait anymore. Stroke it for me. Stroke slowly now. Pace yourself, darling. I know you're dying to stroke it too, but don't come too fast, yeah? I want to ride this out, so let me kiss you while you do it, okay? I want to praise you more and more. I want to make you feel good. I fucking love you so much, so much. You're the hottest person I've ever seen. I adore you beyond belief. Delicious fucking cute sounds you make. All those moans and gasps. Don't try to be quiet. Let it out. Don't be shy. Moan for me, sweetheart. Kiss me back harder. There you go. Perfect. Fuck. I can't stop staring at your cock while kissing you. Every stroke you're doing just brings out more and more pre-cum. Look, oh, it's dripping down your balls and your thighs. It's turning me on so much. Good boy. Stroking nice and slow for me. You can speed up now if you want. Yes, that's it. Speed up. Stroke faster. 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 Go on. Stroke yourself for me. Lose yourself in me, my love. Faster. Touch faster. Feel the warmth of my kisses and breath on your skin. Feel my hands caressing your body. Touch faster. More. One more. Do you want to come? Tell me, do you want to come? You want to come for me, don't you? You wanna touch and come for me? You wanna keep going? Just keep going and touch. Just touch more for me, baby. Yeah. It feels so good, doesn't it? It feels so good, yeah, to touch for me. That's it, good boy. You're gonna come for me. Such a good fucking boy. That's it, come for me. Come on now, touch and come. Come on, don't be shy. Come for me. You can come. You can come. Do it for me. Do it for me. Make a mess. It's okay. It's okay. Just come for me now. Let it all out. Come on. Mm-hmm. Come so hard. You only see me, sweetheart. Look at me. Look at me. Keep those eyes on me. Keep those eyes on me while you keep coming, baby. Come on. Yes, come for me. I love you so much. Come and release yourself. All that tension and energy. Oh, yes. Good boy. That's it. That's it. So good for me. Keep stroking it all out. Let it all out. That's it, cutie. Finish yourself off. Every drop drained out. Just keep going. I want it all out. There you go. Ease yourself down. You did so good for me. You know that? So beautiful. So hot and perfect. All your expressions. The way you twitched. It was all so you. I loved it. I love you. You did amazing for me, sweetheart. Shh. Don't worry about that. Don't worry about cleaning up, okay? You just released a lot of energy, so you're gonna need rest now. Relax into my arms. There you go. Just rest now. It's okay. You're safe here. You're loved and protected. Close your eyes. Drift off. Always remember, I never stopped loving you.